You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford.
They look young. What they're arguing about is probably not that serious or important. But they look old. What they're arguing about is probably not that serious or important. In the sun, because she thinks the fat will melt.
Boy, you're listening to Our Come the Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet.
Yes, it is.
My name is John C. Merfeld.
I am Brennan. For now.
For now. Wow. All right. Well, good. We always stumble on a little nuggo right when we come in there. Bren Frog, how you been, Frog?
Been pretty good. Little tired.
Yeah, why's that?
Because of my life.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Me too.
You're still doing that?
Still doing that.
Yeah.
Each and every day. But yeah, just so busy. But the good news is, it's also gonna be really busy next week.
Oh, that is great. So it'll be. You won't be surprised.
Yeah. So I won't be surprised. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, doing good.
Okay.
Just keeping on.
I agree.
Excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I know it's Wednesday, but still.
Yeah, why?
And, hey, to all our diehard
the
listeners out
weekend,
there,
yeah.
The college weekend.
The college weekend.
To all our diehards, you know the number one fan of the Electric Hour. And she got a job, so it's very exciting.
Wait, Caroline, what? Oh, oh.
Doing what?
Teaching.
She got an offer or she took it?
She got an offer.
Okay. Wow, hey, that's great.
So it's pretty exciting times.
That is exciting times.
Wow. Yeah. You know what they say, once you're wanted, everybody wants you.
Exactly. That mainly applies to jobs, from my understanding.
Yep.
So, because then you could go, well, I actually have an offer from these people. Mm-hmm. And then
I think
other people go, oh.
I think it also applies to criminal justice system. You know? Once you're wanted. Some of those other voices you've been hearing who can really just talk right into those microphones, just can hear really close if they want. That was Sam Zinn on the male voice and Jane Acker on the female voice.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
And also, Caitlin Cry is here.
Hi.
Caitlin, you're normally...
Is that how you're always introduced?
Yeah.
and also Caitlin is here.
Caitlin, you're normally our field correspondent.
Yeah, but I'm here. Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm really happy to be, like, grounded. I'm not in a field anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm here, and I'm, you know, it's warm. I'm not outside. There's no wind in here.
You get to sit on these nice lazy boys that we keep in the studio?
Oh, yeah, they're really great. I'm, like, really glad you guys added the cup holders.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of complaints.
I mean, you can't put anything in them, of course.
Look, you can't put any food or drink in them.
Per WMFO policy.
Playing cards? Just containers where you can imagine what beverages might go into them in the future?
Yeah, sure. It was mostly just, like, for my cylinders but that I, like, carry around. Yeah,
Your field cylinders.
Yeah.
All my cylinders. love that.
Did you guys watch Stranger Things?
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
I didn't realize how much I missed, like, lazy boys or chairs that flip out until
Very true.
Do those feature prominently on that show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how they find the monster.
I've never seen it.
Someone
I don't even know.
Back, and then the monster escapes from the folded part of the lazy boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
The monster is just the house cat.
The only thing I know about Stranger Things is that it must be a good show to make out to because my housemate's girlfriend repeatedly goes, I hate Stranger Things, but we need to go in his room and watch it. And so I just, it must be, right?
I mean, or she's just forcing herself to love Stranger Things because she's just such a servant to, you know, the mainstream.
Yeah, that's kind of what she's doing with the guy, too.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Slammo!
Yeah, this would be awkward if this wasn't a private broadcast.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sixless. I mean, it essentially is a private broadcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was my daily slam.
Wait, John, how are you? I feel like you always ask me, and I usually ask you, but today, you just hopped right in.
Oh, kind of like how you're usually here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm great. I had a great 24-hour stretch there for
great.
A while.
Man.
It ended when I woke up this morning, but
that's
all right.
Did you sleep for 24 hours?
No. Oh, I was really nailing it there for a while. I really had to figure it out. Yesterday, on Monday night, I had a good time. And then on Tuesday, I received an offer for an on-site job interview, which is recently the first time I've gotten one of those.
Congratulations.
For like a real company.
Where at?
Epic.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
that's, yeah.
Whoa.
It's Epic. It really is.
All right,
really
all right.
Is. Wait, no, I know all about Epic.
All about Epic?
John, we got to talk about this later.
Okay.
It's a cool company.
I guess moving on.
And Wisconsin's pretty cool, so I hear.
Yeah, well, I'd get to travel a lot, which would be a cool part of it.
Fancy. To Wisconsin?
The first time, yeah. I guess,
Train you so well. They'll work you like a dog for 2 years, but... Congrats.
Hey, man, everybody loves dogs.
Yeah, like a really, really beloved dog.
Yeah, they'll work me like a Labrador.
Most of the training is just being pet.
Yeah. So that's exciting. It's funny because, like, I just thought the process would be a lot slower, but it's like every 2 days I get a new email of, like, here, do a thing. I thought it would take, like, a month every time. I'm doing okay.
Exciting stuff?
Yeah, exciting stuff. Let's get into this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into this hot debate that's been swirling around. Jane, do you want to talk about Greek life?
I thought you were going to come up with a fake debate that was also like...
Today, for the purposes of being on air, I will voice the nameless opinions of those that surround me. I will be that voice so that we are fairly representative of other opinions that have been very clearly expressed to me. On campus.
That seems like a lie that you just said.
No, it's very true. That's why it's scary.
Oh boy.
So, for example...
I mean, we have a Greek person in the studio, so I don't want to
Oh, yeah. I'm both former ATOers.
Yes. Oh, really? Wait.
No, she's a former.
Yeah, but you're not. You're a current.
I'm a current.
Yeah, okay.
Morphing into a former.
Oh, is that true?
Jane, was that your call or is that
it? Yeah, that didn't sound consensual.
That's a part of the problem.
Oh, boy.
I don't know anymore.
Great consensual joke. Great.
Oh, boy.
Glad more of those are being made.
I feel like this is maybe not the right conversation to be, or at least the right subsect of the conversation.
So basically, people are saying it's... People are
God,
lonely.
What are you, Donald Trump? You're just like, yeah, people are saying that. I'm not saying, but people are saying.
We'll get all the steel jobs back. But all the coal jobs will be back in America.
Thank God. Little coal.
So, okay. No, I'll say it as my... Okay, so... people are lonely on campus, including myself. So I sought out Greek life as a way to expand my social life in an environment of shared values.
Nice voice you're doing there, yeah.
And after I found it, I realized there's really little... I don't understand why Greek life is being penalized for helping bring people together and have a social outlet when the group of six does the same thing except their marginalized identities and get protected.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I would just like to agree, as a heteronormative...
Oh, holy cow. That was really... I mean, I hate to pile on...
Really important point.
I hate to pile on that person, but that is a major faux pas.
Just, you know, proofread what you...
Yeah, oh, gosh. World. Did you see that, Caitlin?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, I was like, that's not an identity that you want to have.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, like somehow their loneliness and seeking of a social life. And I said, no, it's different because it's centered around mutual interests as well. Like the language houses, crafts house is activity based, whereas all this resource money is going into fraternities and sororities for purely a social purpose instead of like a social justice or, I don't know. It's like... It's different. I don't know. Can you guys explain it better?
I mean, are you trying to say that beer doesn't bring people together as much as trying to make the world a better place?
Yeah, you talk about interests. I mean, there you go right there.
I'm pretty interested in partying.
That's the real question is, A, how much alumni funding comes from fraternity and sorority alum, and B,
probably a lot, right?
What would happen to Tufts social life if there was no fraternity and sorority life? I don't even go to frats, but a lot of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
sure.
A
lot of
people do. I think what you kind of, I would have been a sad what you said fish. Before when you were like, when you were bringing up the conversation, or the argument that a bunch of people, I guess, have brought up online, which is like, it's the same, and then I think you presented it as like, oh, it's the same as group sex, except marginalized identities. And like, that is a phrase that should not exist. Like, you can't be like, yeah, but there's this like other thing notwithstanding. Like, yeah. I think that's a huge part of the issue. And yeah, for me, I mean, I think it makes a ton of sense to given the hugely problematic like founding nature of both fraternities and sororities, and I mean, end of America, by the way. It's not like the whole
country. Oh, boy.
But I think
one step at a time, Brendan.
I'm going to tackle it all. but I think, I mean, I don't want to say that people haven't gotten something out of it. Clearly, a lot of people have, but I do think they're founded on like discrimination and oppression, and I think that's a problem certainly big enough to let them take a semester off, if not to be abolished entirely.
But there's also that argument, like, okay, even though they're totally, like, there are flaws, we should work to change them, not destroy them. It's like the argument about Obamacare. Like, we shouldn't destroy it. We should just fix the problems.
We should just join a frat.
You don't need health insurance if you're partying. You do.
You do. That's when you especially need health insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. I don't really have anything to add that hasn't been said. I don't know. It's interesting. It's weird. I don't know. It's just weird to me that this happened now. It just seems random. I mean, I guess now is as good a time as any, but I feel like I don't know. Do people share that opinion also? It just seems like this, like, what changed? What happened, really?
Well, what I'm wondering, too, is did everyone forget that the year before we came in for freshman year was the whole Alpha Phi scandal?
What was that?
There was an Alpha Phi scandal.
I guess everyone did forget.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Jen, are you saying history repeats itself?
Look, I know a lot of things about history, and that's not one of them. Wait, what's the Alpha Phi scandal?
Like, they got caught for having heinous recruiting practices and also discriminating against people that were non-white. And weren't allowed to recruit for...
People of non-whiteness?
Yeah. I didn't even know what to say because they were just, you know, only accepting a very certain demographic.
Oh, my God.
And then they also were hazing, you know, there were hazing practices. But... Yeah, people forget and see, you know, that's why I'm a little bit doubtful, shaky about it. But I don't know. I'm really worried about, as an alum, how Tufts is perceived. Like, I almost don't care about how it's perceived now as so much as, like, I do when I'm in looking for a job or in the working world. Like, when the Tufts stories get on the news, they're usually either ridiculous or we're being cited for research in, like, the New York Times.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like there's very little in between. And did you hear about the dorm situation happening for next year?
Oh, yeah. I heard. No. Well, only from you.
Is there refusing
in
letting people in the dorms?
Yeah, they're, like, only letting white people in Lewis.
Basically, Lewis is... No, but in order to integrate better the New England Conservatory and MFA dual degree students... They're trying to accommodate housing for students on campus. So I think about 400 doubles on campus at least are going to become triples.
That's gross.
And they're not triple sized rooms. And that's why they were trying out bunk beds in the campus center.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's one of the things I found really frustrating about where the buildings are going up on campus, which is like, I'm very, like, I feel lucky that we, like, that Tufts has decided to put money into these great, cool buildings, but, like, put up some more dorms, man. Like, this was an issue before you.
There are only 3,000 beds on campus, and there are, what, 5,500 students?
And I've only gotten laid in 200 and...
Yeah, that's something that feels like a huge... And, like, exactly like you're saying with the research thing, Jane, like, I think it doesn't seem like necessarily housing students is a priority, which feels like it has to be priority number one in some ways.
Yeah. Man, we are speaking truth to power this morning.
Can I ask one more question about the AFE thing?
Yes.
Just like, did it feel like as severe and crazy as it is this time? Because if so, that's really scary because it sounds like nothing really happened.
No, nothing really happened. And like, they had to stop recruiting, but A, women get let off the loose for things easier.
I don't know if let off the loose is the right phrase there.
I don't know.
She's a woman, so I'm going to let it. Yeah.
Women get let off the loose, Sam.
Well, you know, if we're trying to rein them in, they just...
They're on the loose. We've got to let them off the loose. Yeah. See, I'm just trying to... Anyway, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, obviously Alpha Phi itself doesn't even remember because they're the one making posts about how heinous Pi Delta is for their acts.
Yeah, see, that's...
It's hypocritical.
It's just, it does seem like there's way too much inertia in the system for it to really go anywhere to make a move, but, jeez.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, where, like, that kind of frustrates me about the argument, like, oh, like, this, let's fix it rather than just getting rid of it. But, like, what if just getting rid of it is fixing it? Like, I'm not saying that's the strategy for all problems or all things that have some positive and some negative elements to them. But, I don't know. I think this is a particular situation. It should be treated in that way.
Can you think of a corollary? Because that's what I've been struggling with in arguments of, like, okay, has there been another time where a similar type of institution or problem existed and the solution was to abolish? And I'm not talking, you know... Like, where it's not...
Yeah, I don't know, honestly.
It's like an institution.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think of something that's not, like, something way bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it'll be fixed.
You know, the best thing I can think of is, like, sexism in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody tolerated it.
Remember in 2004 when we abolished that?
Like, it was never formally abolished, but there were, like, a lot of practices, you know, put in to stop it. But, like, it was normal interview practice when you were interviewing a secretary to literally put her on a hotel bed. I've talked to women about this. Like,
oh my God.
Take her to a hotel and put her on a bed and have a board of men, like, interview her while she's sitting on the bed. I mean, things have really changed.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
So it's just about this kind of aggressive institutional acceptance of something that I don't know.
How long ago was that?
It would have been in the '80s.
That's another thing,
I
too,
know
is like.
From the '80s.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, that is clearly messed up. Like, insane. I've never even heard that. That's. Like,
yeah, what a waste of money.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Sorry.
But, I think, like, one of the things there is like, okay, like, well, we need, in our capitalist system, we need the workplace. So, how do we change laws to fix it? But, like, fraternities and sororities are a mode of social interaction. They're not, like, this fundamental thing that, like, without it, people won't have money, or without it, people won't have friends. Like, I don't know.
Well, and also, I don't know, I feel like it's so anti-American, even though fraternities and sororities are so fundamentally American in their image.
Yeah.
The promotion of these same values, the sameness, feels so anti-American to me. I don't know. Like, you know, we're supposed to be melting pot, land of differences, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
It's both like the most American and Trump's least American. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah.
Slam.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we solved that. solved that
it's
issue.
Like 15. Woo.
Yeah. In what, 20 minutes?
That was good.
Pretty good. That's great. What else we got?
Can we move on to the five fingers of death now? Because I.
Wait, what?
I think I'm the only one that's gonna get there.
Okay. That's it. Yeah.
For the folks at home,
this
is a Sway in the Morning reference. I would think, as radio heads, you guys would be aware of such a great show, but never mind.
Sway in the Morning is a hip hop radio show, and they do a segment called Five Fingers of Death, where a rapper comes on as the guest, and they get five different beats, and they're supposed to freestyle continuously through the beats.
Oh, Caitlin, you're a rapper.
We're talking about sororities.
Ew.
Jane has got some tea.
Oh, but not in this video.
No, certainly not. That's ridiculous.
Not anywhere near the board.
Yeah.
It's metaphorical.
There is no direction that could be spilled that would be a problem. That's the point. Yeah. That's the takeaway. Great. This has been...
Yeah, that was a great rap.
Five Fingers of Death by...
Was that five beats?
we'll give it to her.
We'll round up.
Jane, you gotta let them off the loose sometimes, you know?
We're gonna round up from zero to five.
Yeah. No kinks to be worked out here.
Not at all.
Caitlin, you normally on these mornings are photographing, right?
Yes.
Really?
But yes. Not today.
Not today.
Are you done?
My class, we're done taking our pictures. Now we just compile them. And like put them together.
Do you have a best pick that you took this semester?
I don't know if I have one.
Photos are really good for radio.
I want a vivid description.
I have a sunset pick.
Ooh.
Where there's like a little tower on the left, but it's all silhouetted, and then there's like city stuff.
Okay.
And then it's like red and like orange, and then like purple.
I know where this is going.
And like there's clouds, and like there's like a little sun, but you can't really see it because it's just coming up.
Oh, it's a sunrise.
Yeah, it's a sunrise.
Oh, you said sunset.
It came up for a second and then decided to go back down.
You know.
That sounds like, where am I?
Yeah.
So that's one of them. I really like that one.
Okay.
I would say I'd love to see it, but you did a great job describing it. Maybe I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We also did that series of Tasteless Nudes.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yes.
Great Tasteless Nudes.
Yeah. Just really tasteless.
Yeah. Just like you sitting on Bibles. In the nude.
Yeah, you've seen them.
This is tasteless. That's what everyone will say.
Some really bland bread and
it's like making a sandwich.
Right. Man, I don't know. I'm so disoriented. I realize I just haven't slept. Brennan.
Yeah.
Wait, can I plug some more tasteless nudes? Yeah. Actually, tasteful nudes.
Ooh.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I took some pics for Burlesque. Buy their calendar. Their money goes to
Burlesque?
Charity.
It goes to me.
I'm pretty sure it goes to,
an independent calendar salesperson.
If you buy one of their calendars, I'm pretty sure it goes to sexual assault survivors.
Supports
them.
That's
and,
cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So buy one of their calendars, and I took the pics.
Nice.
That's cool.
Was it juicy? It was pretty juicy. It was pretty fun.
For all the folks at home, if you listen to this, that's the sound of the ticket I bought to the burlesque show.
Ooh.
I forgot.
Oh. Yeah, everyone, it's a little late for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot.
There's a long one.
Yeah.
Just sneak in.
I got some, you can go to the dress rehearsal, probably, the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I got some primo flirting in when I was in line for that ticket, because it was in the campus center, and some people were playing ping pong, and the ball kept, like, flying off and hitting us, me and this girl. So I was just like,
Like, don't you like, hate it when you get hit by a ping pong ball?
Yeah.
I bet we'll see some balls flying at the burlesque show, right?
Yeah, my friend Jared's dance is...
Anyway,
his,
I'm down.
Yeah. No, I never introduced myself, but we had a great time in that line.
You never introduced yourself?
If you're out there, misconnection.
Like this is a misconnection.
Yeah. On a radio show that gets an average 5 listeners.
Yeah. We're going to sit and wait until you call in.
Me, please, in line for burlesque tickets. You suffering a concussion from a ping pong ball.
Not listening to this radio show.
Yeah. Well, I was the only reason I wasn't more aggressive with it was that there's this other girl who I'm interested in who was also in the line. So I was distracted.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I'm the worst. I suck.
You are the worst.
Wait, is she listening?
Almost certainly not listening.
Fair.
Yeah.
John, you gotta get it together, man.
I know. I actually think I'm gonna ask out that other girl. I just need to hear back from some people. I was gonna maybe do it live on air as a segment.
You were just waiting in some lines. You were.
No, no. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for her friend to be like, "Yeah, you're right. That isn't a horrible idea." And then I'm gonna do it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
Our age.
Fast times.
This is the only options, James.
Yeah, Jane, for real.
Very old. Like,
she could be a very rich widow. A
geriatric, one might say. She's someone's age in here.
Wait, is she
she's
in this room?
Sam?
Oh,
is
mom.
Your mom Taken?
I mean, like the movie Taken? Or?
Yeah.
Then yes.
When was the last time you talked to your mother?
I should really call her.
And how special is the set of skills your dad has?
It's middle of the pack.
Okay.
he does wealth management, so you know.
Wealth management. Oh, you should talk to my dad. He does risk management.
Sweaters,
oh,
yeah? Probably. Yeah.
Good sweaters?
Yeah.
He's got some solid sweaters. He's been making some TV appearances lately, so he is.
Really?
He's upped his wardrobe. Ooh. Yeah.
Really?
Ooh, fancy.
Why is that?
Just some tasteless nudes.
Yes. Yeah. Some nudes came out.
So he's buying clothes for the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotta take them off.
Sweaters reminds me of the only other incident in this line that brought me together to this nameless girl. But it was a problem because I got invited to like an ugly. I got invited to an ugly sweater party, and Globe Med is selling sweaters in the campus center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh great, I can kill two birds with one stone. And I said to the girl I'd been talking to, like, hey, I'm gonna buy a sweater. Can you hold my place in line? And so she did. And I went. And I was looking for like ugly Christmas sweaters, but then I got totally enamored with this like totally funky, absolutely a woman's sweater that I chose to buy instead because I just like thought it was so bold and I wanted to wear it. And then I got back in line and she's like, I think that's a woman's sweater. And I was just like, I don't give a beep.
I'm being bold.
Yeah. I don't really think she got it that I was like an artsy dude. So anyway.
Oh, you're artsy.
Yeah, I think I just... I think I just came off as
artsy.
I've seen art, but
I'm not very. Maybe a touch artsy.
Definitely fartsy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did my earring fall out? Oh, well. Now I'm a little less artsy.
Said the artsy boy.
Yeah, for real.
No, it's in your ear.
It's in your ear, but it looks like the jewel fell. Oh.
Yeah, that would be the part I care about. Oh. We're good. It's probably my house.
My jewels.
Jeez, I'm just a crazy couple days. Anyway, so that's what happened. I think I just came off as a guy who doesn't know the difference between a men's and women's sweater.
Whoa.
Which, to be fair, I kind of also am.
Yeah. Or you're just looking for an excuse for someone to let you loose.
Yeah, well, right. Let me off the loose.
Let you off the loose.
Yeah, I'm on the loose. Exactly. I need to be let off.
Does that mean you're back on?
If you're off the loose,
and you're kind of back on the tight, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
You're that tight. You know what?
Oh, geez, Jane. That's disgusting.
Jane.
Cool. Let's cut to a track. We're gonna cut to a track, and then we're gonna come back stronger than ever. Is what I'm saying.
I'm saying palate cleanser.
Yeah, that's fair too. I think that is also a good characterization of what's about to happen. So this is the Electric Rain Doing Info. You're with me and the friends. No kinks to be worked out here. See you soon. Some Regina Spektor for you off her new album, Remember Us to Life. I don't know. Jane, you're a Regina Spektor fan, aren't you?
Spektorhead?
Have you listened to the new album?
Yeah.
A spectator.
What'd you think?
It's lost a lot of the little qualities that I love.
I agree.
About.
It's like not as detailed.
Yeah.
Oof.
It just, Far was on the brink. I was like, oh, she's going more pop, but there's still some real gems in it, and it had a texture.
Right, this I one, agree. And Cheap Seats, I didn't think was that good.
Yeah. And then this one is worse to me. It tells a narrative, but it's a little bit folksy, and it sounds like her sound, but it doesn't sound new.
I agree. There's some good tunes on it.
Yeah.
But,
man.
Yeah.
Regina Spektor.
And the album art, not a fan.
Yeah, me neither. I really don't like it. I really don't. Look, everyone Googling at home who's following everything we say, just quick Google Remember Us to Life, Regina Spektor. The album art does not look good. Anyway, yeah, before that, you heard some Rebel Bucket, who I'll undoubtedly be playing more of. Anyway, Jane said during the break she wants to talk about something happy. Caitlin.
What a novel idea. That sounds terrific.
Yeah. Caitlin, what is your family's like holiday story? What do you do?
What?
What are you talking
what,
about?
What religion are you?
I guess, yeah, all right.
What's your holiday story? We mean, what religion?
I grew up in the Christian tradition.
Best tradition.
Some of our main traditions are that every year we get a wreath and a Christmas tree, a live one.
Nice.
And we already got our wreath, actually. We got it early because I was home. And we always go to this ice cream place and get ice cream, too, which is weird because it's cold. But, you know, we don't care. we just get a wreath. We get a Christmas tree. We have Christmas in St. Louis. Then we go to Oklahoma the day afterwards. But this year, we're not going to Oklahoma. We're going to Denver.
What? You're going to Denver?
Yeah, we're going to Denver.
Wait,
and
when are you going to Denver?
The 26th through, like, the 31st-ish or something.
When are you going to Denver?
I'm
going to
be, not Denver, but Colorado, like, the second week of June.
The entire
January.
State. He won't just be the city.
Yeah.
I think technically I'm going to Boulder. They're so close.
Boulder and Denver?
Yeah.
Mm.
They're like pretty. I was there this summer. Okay, they're a little farther away.
They're not that close.
But it's like an hour or something.
Right? Yeah, well, sure.
And there's like stuff in between. It's not like there's just like a wasteland. You
sure.
know? It's not like St. Louis and Kansas City.
Oh, Missouri Slam. Wait, question. Is custard in St. Louis like a big thing? Like
yes.
Custard? Oh, okay.
I said ice cream, but it's actually, it's custard. Like, you like can't buy ice cream.
Really?
It's like custard everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Custard.
Okay, no, you can get ice cream someplace.
Everybody prefers custard.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah, frozen custard is way better.
When there was that egg shortage a couple years ago, like, we almost all died.
Oh, I remember that.
The great egg
Wait,
shortage.
Is frozen custard, is this a Midwest thing? I don't think I've ever had frozen custard.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
It's Whoa. Good.
It's way better.
Coastal elite.
Dude, frozen custard, I think all of us can attest, is much better.
Yeah.
Much less healthy.
Yeah.
Much
oh,
better.
Yeah. It's like ice cream and then add eggs.
I can imagine something like, much less healthy than ice cream.
Someone told me it was more healthy. Oh,
no,
geez.
That's not true.
Maybe because it fills you up more.
How are the
you
eggs
eat
prepared?
Less?
I don't know.
Easy.
I think you just whip them in. You scramble them on top.
It's a really interesting texture.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's ice cream and then you with the topping is eggs.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That sounds amazing.
You guys got Jimmy's. We got eggs. It's a very farm tradition. No, yeah. If you ever get a chance to go to a place, do you guys have Culver's?
Yes, of course we have Culver's.
Boom. You're welcome.
Go to Culver's. I mean, that's good custard, but like you gotta go to like a mom and shop like place or like you know that place where you worked
shop.
At.
Single mom. Shop.
My mom married a store. I'm half store.
Okay, never mind.
No, I mean
a place that only hires 15-year-olds and like they like hate you. Like,
yeah,
that's where you gotta go.
No, I agree. You're right.
Like everyone's first great. Job.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're right. But if you, I mean, if as a for a cursory glance, if you're driving through the Midwest and you see a Culver's on the highway, it's definitely worth checking out.
There's this place in St. Louis that only hires like high schoolers and like. They're all girls, and they all live, like, on the same street.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That feels like a Twilight Zone episode.
It is, but they have, like, the best frozen custard. They
Imagine
have
the best custard
life.
You've ever tasted.
Wait, so do they move out after So after they're done with high school, do they move out and there's another group that replaces them on the street so that
it's usually like you don't want to work there too long, so you just it's just a long street, I think. It's just like
You didn't mention that.
I mean, but like I couldn't work there.
Because you're not on that street.
Yeah, no. Live in a different town.
And you're in college.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's making excuses.
Yeah.
Sweet Jane, what is your family's holiday deal? Oh, wait, also, sorry. Can someone identify this nut?
That's an almond.
Almond.
That's what I thought.
Affirmative.
Found that before. I'm going to put it back there.
I got an almond 10-4 in the almond.
I thought it was an almond.
You got a cashew coming in hot.
Yeah. Wait, okay, you two say almond, right?
Almond.
Yeah. Oh, instead of like almond?
I say almond.
I say almond.
Boom. Another divide. Another Midwest.
Wait, you say it like the Almond Brothers band?
We say it.
It's almond.
Wait, I'm pretty sure it's the Almond Brothers band.
What are we saying differently?
You say almond. We almond. Say almond. We pronounce the
almond.
L.
Almond.
Oh, yeah.
You say it like it's A-H-M-O-N-D.
You say almond.
I think I probably say it more like almond than like almond.
Ugh.
Almonds.
It's probably because
it was my almonds.
We
shouldn't eat almonds, right?
What?
I mean, they're bad.
You mean because they're breaking
the
California?
Yeah. They're like good for you, but like bad for the environment. Like, who do you want to live?
Yeah.
Well,
everyone or yourself?
Who do you care about, yourself or everybody?
It's time for another round of who do you care about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I say everyone, that also includes yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's a relevant question. It's like, am I willing to make small lifestyle changes? I'd rather something be imposed on me. Like, if the government was like, there's no more almonds, I'd be like, yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But I can't stop myself.
But you're just going every single day. You go to the store, you go,
oh, man.
Grocery list, just almonds.
Oh, you go straight to the store. He flies to California.
Yeah. I
devastates their crop.
That's right. That's me. Jane, what's your holiday thing? Now, I've been outside your house at the holiday time, and it looks nice.
Did Jane know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were together.
Caroling.
I.
What are you doing here?
This is a man's sweater.
Why aren't you tastefully nude?
I feel like on the subject of jobs, when I was growing up, my dad would take off for like a week or so in the winter, and me and my three sisters, we were also off because we were young, and it was
kick off work. I heard that as like he would take off, he'd like go somewhere.
Oh yeah, he left us
for a week at Christmas.
No,
that's suspicious.
We would work the tree selling thing for our town.
Oh, cool.
So I learned a lot about trees, but more about how good hot cocoa is. And you would help people strap the trees on their cars do the whole thing. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, you got to have the like balsamic fir. I'll take you over here. Or, you know, even this pine is calling your name or whatever. You know,
that
like
is
it.
Awesome. What's the number one tree? What's your fave tree?
My fave tree?
Maybe that's not the same thing.
There's a correct answer to this question. There is a best tree for Christmas trees.
I'm a fake tree person.
What? Oh, whoa.
Nobody likes that cleanup or the fire hazard.
Hey man, it's part of the holidays.
Everyone knows plastic doesn't light on fire.
Yeah, for real. True. Just put a thing on, just put a little, you just get a little tree skirt and then it catches all the needles.
Yeah, maybe in your ideal perfect world. Sure.
Yeah, no, and I can attest vacuum. That never works.
And then you vacuum
they get
the family
everywhere
room.
And your dog chokes on
and
them.
And you vacuum the family room.
You
okay.
can't right, do
you've
that.
You've proven your case. You're all right. Picture.
Well, the correct answer is Douglas fir.
Yes.
Douglas fir.
I know Douglas fir.
Those are too fat. Those are too wide.
Are you tree shaming?
Yeah, this sounds like you don't really believe in tree positivity, Jane. Yeah, I mean that's true. They're pretty full figured, but I think they're still good. I like the shape.
But you won the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I don't want one of these. Bed. I don't want one of these modern anorexic trees.
Oh.
Just look.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh. Oof.
I meant to put anorexic in air quotes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's great for radio.
Wait, not only you could have like retroactively done that, but you didn't even do it like in the stude.
No, my arm's retired.
We can fix it in post.
I just flew into New York. Fake tree. Good joke. Yeah, it's
flew in from New York.
But the smell of trees is good.
Yeah.
Do you spray your fake tree with a bunch of fake tree smell powder?
No.
All right. Well, there we go.
No.
Sammy Z, what does your family do for Christmas?
Funny you should ask.
Really?
As many of you may
because
know,
everyone loves Christmas.
Yep. Great.
That's what I know.
I am a Jewess, or whatever the male version of a Jewess is. Might just be a Jew.
Yeah. Yeah. Jew.
I believe it's Jeward.
A Jeward, yeah. Jeward.
Oh, no.
But we do the whole Hanukkah thing. It's fun, but it's not like a huge deal. But for the week of Christmas, actually, we have some fancy, fancy New York friends who have a fancy, fancy New York apartment, and they go away. So we get to live in their apartment and act like we're
do they know that?
You know, it's all about,
we get to live in their apartment sounds very much like squat.
It's in the holiday spirit.
That's so fun.
Yeah, but so we get like, you know, we live in New York and go out and see movies and stuff and go to different restaurants.
Whoa.
Well, that's so fun.
We go to this place called Joe's Shanghai, which has
oh my god. The soup dumplings?
Soup dumplings, yeah.
That place is so
good.
Oh,
my God. Coastal Elite.
yeah, for real. You guys better watch it. This is how you lose.
Elections.
This is how you lose elections right here.
But, yeah, no, it's just, it's great, great family bonding time. And, you know, stuff is, it's Christmas, so people aren't around as much.
Wait, so let me just get the logistics of this right. So they're these fancy New York people. They have this nice, nice apartment.
Yeah, it's, like, amazing.
In the city. Okay, and you just go and that's you just like take a vacation to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like it's almost like a staycation.
Where do they go?
They I don't know, sometimes they go on a cruise. Like one of the husband, his I think like stepdad is like the head of like Carnival cruise ships.
Whoa.
Something crazy like that. So sometimes I think they go on cruises.
Holy cow.
Just to clarify, they are also Jewish, so it's not like they.
You're ruining Christmas.
They sound like they celebrate.
Yeah. Wait, and I mean, how are they like your parents' age? They're just friends of your parents.
Yeah, it's my mom's friend from college and her family.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so
sweet
that's,
deal.
That's always a whole lot of fun.
That sounds awesome, man. Yeah. That sounds like a great way to do it. You just like we're gonna go and like enjoy New York and like not worry about
not worry about not being able to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, and not worry about our pathetic lives.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, let's make a pact right now. Whichever one of us is the most successful in this room, the others get to come and stay in their apartment a week out of the year,
and they have to leave.
Yeah.
And you have to leave and go on a cruise.
Is it dependent upon having a family relationship with someone in Carnival Cruises?
Oh, good question. If none of us is related to anyone from Carnival, does the same rule stand?
What's even the point?
Okay, well then, I guess we're all just going to have to adjust our life plan a little slightly and just say right here, right now, we're going to commit to one of us is going to become a Carnival heir.
An heir to the Carnival fortune.
That's right. So, it's fine with me.
What if I get a really nice apartment, but it's in like a really shitty place, like not New York,
like St. Louis?
Yeah,
no. Just kidding. No.
What if it's just like in a swamp?
I don't think they put apartments there. That's where they put all the
you'd be surprised.
I'm Shrek. I live in a swamp. Donkey.
Donkey.
Wait, was that donkey doing Shrek?
I'm making waffles.
No, yeah. I'm making waffles.
Yeah. Shrek. that's probably racist.
Like an onion.
No, it's not. He's a donkey. it's fine. Caitlin, that still works too.
Okay.
It just has to be a nice apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's got to be movies nearby.
So yeah, there'll be a lot of movies.
Wow, Sam, that's a great Christmas tradition.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. And the walk sign is on. I mean, it's like
got everything.
Don't you just love this place?
God bless us, everyone.
We're talking to a woman about that the other day.
Yeah.
The walk sign.
Yeah. What? Oh, me. I was talking to a woman about that. Yeah. Well, no. We were in Tisch, and this is the woman ahead of me in the line that I wasn't talking to in the burlesque line, but that I'm interested in and trying to ask out. But we were in Tisch, and the library lady came on. And it was like, the library will be closing. And I told her about an institute thing where once Aliza was the library lady and I was the walk sign guy and we fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, that was great.
And made out. And for a while after that, I was like kind of into Aliza.
What?
Oh, well, you know, we made out. And then I was just like, cool.
Yeah, that, I had that filming a video with Chloe. She just would not stop texting me afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Chloe was here last week. She talked
really?
About that. Yeah.
No,
she misses you. Oh. I'm sorry. I just told the biggest lie of my life.
Yeah.
This is mean. This is supposed to be happy.
What? A happy hour.
I had a happy time.
Mean, it's mean to me. I mean,
yeah. We're just ribbing.
Yeah,
Sam, come over.
Jane, you were talking about nostalgia. You're talking about not seeing people who are going abroad. Sam's one of those people. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say to him?
Sam, you're fantastic, and you're going to do great things in this world. And if I never see you again, I wish you all the best.
Wow.
Man.
That warmed my cold little heart. Thank you.
That was lovely.
Slogan for season 6?
Warm my cold little heart?
Oh, no, the everything Jane said. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sam, you're going to do great things in the world. And if I never see you again, that's fine.
Should we open up? This is a new segment. It's called What Do You Have to Say for Yourself?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But let's,
I'm lying. I just made that up.
No. I like that. Okay. Because it's the end of the semester. You know, people are going to get a clean slate. Sam, you're going, God knows where, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
I know,
damn,
too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe with a family.
An Amsterdam fam?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing a homestay. I'm too scared of
Amsterdamians.
People. Yeah, but no, I'm just
the Dutch.
The Dutch. Yeah, they're just too good looking.
You staying in a dorm then?
Yeah, just like a still student dorm. Hopefully, I haven't gotten my housing yet, but hopefully, it's like in like the center of the city.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. A lot of cool stuff to do there. Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I love the European continent. So.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything to say? Does anyone have anything to say at this juncture, about to leave campus?
Yeah. I mean, just to you seniors, which is most of you, just you know, doing all this comedy stuff with you guys the past few years has been really awesome. It's been like probably my favorite part of college, and I'm really gonna miss you. That's why I was so excited to do this show. It's my last chance to come on, hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
My last show with John is this Friday. Come to the Institute.
Oh, 008 at 9:30.
Turn to a plug.
Yeah. Wow, Sam, that was like the most sincere thing that's ever been said on this program.
Wow.
Apart from some of the, you know, politically conscious things Brennan has said.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Sam, that was lovely.
Yeah.
Same to you.
Back, yeah, dude.
I'm going to see you next year, though. I'll be back here.
Oh, true.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We'll be hanging.
Oh, so then I take all that back.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all directed at you. Brennan. That was not to me at all. That was fine. Last show with John, good riddance. That's what he says to me. Caitlin, any end of semester reflections, resolutions for next semester? I don't know.
I'll probably see you guys after break. Except Sam, but I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. Wait, are we talking resolutions?
Yes, that's I'm opening it up even further.
Okay. New Year's resolutions?
Next semester, I'm gonna party all the time, and I'm
party
not,
like it's 2016.
Yeah, I'm gonna party like it's 2016.
So cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crying. It's just.
And I'm not gonna do any of my homework.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna cook a lot, and that's it.
Oh, and that legendary Carpenter House kitchen.
Yeah. Okay, actually, no, that's gross. It smells all the time.
One resolution down. Jane, any second semester resolutions? End of senior year?
So many.
Yeah.
So many, honestly. But,
really?
When I'm, this is perhaps an off-air conversation, but I think I'm going to pursue dance professionally.
Whoa.
So I'm
Whoa.
Probably going to be auditioning a lot in the spring.
Very exciting.
That sounds like an on-air conversation to me.
And I would love to
Five
get
fingers
you to
of death.
Play piano. So we'll talk.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm actually, I'm helping out Chloe Hyman with her senior
thing as well. I'm gonna help with that. So I would be, I'd love to.
Where's like,
and the ultimate goal is to not be stressed. I've been, you know, every semester at Tufts, everybody is like, oh no, this will be a good semester. I'm only taking 4 classes, and then you fill up your schedule anyways. Yeah. I really don't want to be stressed. I want to just have, you know, social fun.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Social
with that.
Fun.
Fun socially.
We thought that
fun in the socialness. We are having social fun.
Laughing.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to go to a fraternity?
I think it's bogus that they closed Pi Delta.
They had the best ragers.
Man, I love Party Robot.
I love Party their outlets. That's a robot that needs to be plugged in.
Outlets every 10 feet. Can you say booyah?
I was so plugged in last night.
Dab.
Those currents, though.
Sam, a robot would never say that. God.
How do you know I'm not a robot?
Whoa.
What? Sam, are
you? Oh, wait.
If anyone in this room was a robot, it would totally be Sam.
Oh, really?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I feel like he just has muted expression sometimes. Like, you know, like,
to be fair, you can't
so
be a little muted.
You're almost robotic.
Wow, Jane and I both did the same voice to comment on that. Mm-hmm. You're just a little muted.
I feel like if you went up to Sam and was like, Sam, you just got $1,000, he'd be like, great. Wow. You'd be super happy about it. Just like,
yeah, no, you sound super
happy. Wait, let's test it out. Sam, you just got 1,000 watts.
Great.
Oh, it's the same. All right.
If you told Sam, if you told Sam he got $1,000, he'd be like, "Whatever." In my fancy New York apartment, that's butt wiping money.
For 1 week.
Man. Yeah, they have. For 1 week. They have. They have toilet paper made of money, right?
Do you have any any movies on your list for this 1 week?
Ooh.
Yes, man.
That's good. Is there good stuff coming? I saw some good movies over Thanksgiving break.
Oh, did you?
Moonlight was super good.
Is that about werewolves?
And then also
good.
Arrival with Amy Adams. Yeah, really refreshing sci-fi movie.
Oh, wait, what's
Arrival?
Called?
Arrival.
Oh, yeah. I really want to see that. I love sci-fi.
Yeah. It was the first time I'd seen a movie sober in a long time, and it was good. It's a good experience. You remember more.
Yeah.
But you enjoy it less.
Yeah.
So that's the trade-off. Okay, fair enough. That's a little... Really? All right. This is quite a fact you dropped. Brendog, do you have any next semester resolutions?
Yeah, kind of similar to Jane, I think. Just try to spend more time... Like, especially trying to spend more time with people that I won't see for a while or ever. No, because I just like to add a little suspense to my resolutions.
Yeah.
This semester was so, so busy. I definitely gonna have another busy semester with my grad classes and stuff next semester.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to try to balance my time a little bit better and actually just like get meals with people and like hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have like 70 meals.
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone.
I have meals.
Like someone framed it this way and it was sad, but like also so true.
Oh no.
Everyone
is it gonna bum me
everyone
out?
You know and love is within max 15 minutes walking distance from you.
I think I said that to you.
Yeah, maybe it was. But like that concept and that'll never happen again, even when you're working.
Yeah.
And if you have friends nearby.
It's so true.
Yeah. My resolution is to just leave it all on the dance floor of friendship.
That's a good resolution. That's going to my quotes.
Yes. Brennan's quote book is full of me. Guys, I hate to do this. I hate to be your goofy dad, but we do need to read a PSA.
Okay.
I don't think you really hate to be the goofy dad.
Ooh, number
that's true. That's
numbers
fair.
To think about worldwide cost of American hell. Is that one? Is it a good one? Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about those numbers.
Do we want to trade off? Let's. I'll read a little bit, and then I'll pass it on. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP.
With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on health care.
That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.